USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During demonstrations in downtown Portland, Oregon, protesters blocked traffic on the main street and launched fireworks from the street, injuring officers. The Saturday police protests began peacefully with people gathering in two public plazas to watch and listen to performers. But some in groups began launching fireworks on South Main Street. Officials are now hoping they've quelled the violence from Saturday night when protesters began throwing all kinds of things at the downtown federal courthouse. Portland Police Chief Chuck Lovell.
This is the second time in a day that Portland experienced a riot in downtown. This is unacceptable. Aerial fireworks, mortars, M-80s, and bricks were thrown at officers as they attempted to get the crowd to disperse.
It was the third time in the past week that police have had to declare protests in Portland a riot. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
With Major League Baseball training camps starting, a number of players are opting out. And USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
With Major League Baseball training camps open, a number of players have chosen to opt out of the 2020 season. Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the Washington Nationals, Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ian Desmond of the Colorado Rockies, and today, David Price announced that he will be opting out of the 2020 season. San Francisco Giants all-star catcher Buster Posey is unsure whether he will play this season.
You know, the old cliche, one day at a time, but I think health right now is probably paramount, but obviously you can't expect the batter to come up and wear a mask or a catcher to wear a mask during the game. It's a bad habit, but a lot of us as baseball players are used to spitting as well, and I think that's going to be an issue, right? From what I've heard, that's, you know, through water droplets and moisture is how this thing is spread, and so I think there's going to have to be an effort to try your best not to do that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In 1854, in southern Oregon, some white settlers found two Native Americans that had been slain by a neighboring tribe. They were found near a stream, so they named it Dead Indian Creek. Unfortunately, the name stuck, and it was applied to a road that followed up the creek into the Cascades. By 1870, Dead Indian Road was extended clear up to the mountain lakes. In 1993, sensitivity over the connotation of the words Dead Indian prompted Jackson County commissioners to change the name, unfortunately, to Dead Indian Memorial Road. That name change was hotly debated. Some Native Americans argued for keeping the original name as a reminder of what their people suffered. Many other Native Americans said they wanted the name to be changed entirely. As Black Lives Matter protesters continue to march across the country, many Native Americans are also standing up. During the July 4th holiday, protesters in Baltimore pulled down the statue of Christopher Columbus and threw it into the city's inner harbor. Many Native Americans protested at Mount Rushmore when President Trump did his tribute to the 4th of July. Due to vandalism to the street signs, Jackson County commissioners are once again considering changing the name of Dead Indian Memorial Road. One proposal suggests renaming all the landmarks to Lugawa, the name for the Native American people who populated the area of Southwest Oregon. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.